Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the after show. This is the show after the show. This is the exactly that, the show after the show, the main episode with Ecto Titan. We've got cosplayer Ecto Titan here. The main episode was all about Ecto Titan, talking about his different cosplays such as Wolverine, Spider-Man. What else did we talk about? The Flash, Blue Beetle, and all those kinds of things. And it was a great time. Go check that out if you want to get more cosplay-related content. But this is the show after the show. I want to talk to you about a few things real quick, man.
Yep.
The Marvels is out right now. I haven't seen it. We were talking off cam. You haven't seen it yet, right?
I haven't seen it.
Do you, real quick, do you plan to see it? Maybe?
I've already seen the after credits.
I know, me too.
I've seen memes about it that the whole movie, apparently it's not good. It's not getting my attention. Maybe if it comes out on Disney Plus, I might see it eventually.
Right. Yeah, but I don't think it's a movie I'm going to go pay for. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm already paying for Disney Plus, so if I see it, it's going to be there.
100%. But the Marvels did come out, and I don't want to spoil too much. I'm going to kind of dance around it for those that really don't want to be spoiled, but I think everybody saw. All I'll say is that there's something in relation to the X-Men going on with the Marvels. I even think Disney themselves kind of hinted at it. So I don't know if it's that big of a spoiler, but so there's something in relation to the X-Men that's going on in the Marvels, and we're getting closer and closer to the X-Men finally appearing in the MCU. So I wanted to ask, man, let's talk about it real quick. Like, how do you want the X-Men to come into the MCU? Because I feel like we're at a weird point right now with the MCU. I think we're at a weird point with all superhero movies, but since we're just talking about Marvel, I feel like we're at a weird point right now where, like, some would say it's kind of in shambles. I feel like there's a lot more not so great movies lately as opposed to great movies in the MCU.
It definitely has been.
Right?
In my opinion, it has been feeling like that.
Yeah.
And to me, the moment, the perfect moment, if you wanted to cross the universes, I mean, not the universes, but if you wanted to introduce the X-Men in the same universe as the Avengers, that moment has passed, man. It had to be done in Endgame.
It was the perfect moment.
But since they didn't do it in Endgame, I would just stick to having separate universes.
You think so?
A lot of people are not going to agree with me, but hear me out.
I think you might be surprised. I think I hear a lot when I talk to a lot of people about multiverses and then like standalone movies or separate universes. I actually get a lot more people going towards like separate or standalone, but that's when I talk about DC. When I talk about Marvel, most of the time they stick to, I'll keep it a multiverse. But go ahead, keep going.
But what I'm referring to is that a lot of people, like, they're going to be excited. Like, we already know Hugh Jackman is coming back with the yellow costume. Right. Finally.
Yes.
But to me,
I think that's thanks to Ryan Reynolds, by the way.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Yeah.
You have these superheroes that are praised and loved by the public.
Right.
The Avengers.
Yeah.
But you also have in the same universe these heroes that have these powers and their mutations, you might call it. And then they are not praised by the public.
Right. Yeah.
So how would you make that work in the same universe?
There's got to be a way to do it in film. I get what you're saying. I mean, it's done in the comics. So there's got to be a way to translate it in film. But I do get what you're saying in this world where they already in this film universe where they already know that there are heroes that have powers.
Yeah.
Why in this universe, why would they be opposed to the mutants?
Exactly. Thank you.
Like, what's the reasoning for that? I never thought about that. I'm sure somebody that's like a huge hardcore comic head, you know, But I'm saying, I get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying. How would they explain why the mutants would be?
Why would they be hated in the first place? Like, how could you tell me that you don't like? I don't know. Let's fucking say Toad. It's the first mutant that comes to mind. Oh, you hate Toad.
That's such a random mutant,
but
too.
But you love fucking Hulk.
Yeah, like, exactly. And then Captain America. I mean, I know he got the serum and everything, but I mean, it's something that altered his genes, if you will say.
Exactly.
But you know, which is the same thing that happens to a mutant.
A person that was born with his powers.
Yeah.
Because he's a mutant. You're going to hate on him?
Yeah.
That like in the same universe, like it works in its own universe. Like that's the whole purpose and premise of the X-Men movies that people, the superpowered people are hated.
That is something I never thought of. That's a crazy way to view it.
It contradicts itself to me. At least to me, I feel like it contradicts itself.
Well, it's going to end up happening, and there's already some X-Men that are coming in. I don't like the choice that they did. If you don't know, you and anybody watching, if you don't know, they changed Miss Marvel's...
Miss Marvel's?
Her comic accuracy. She's an inhuman.
I saw her series, and it was pretty... What?
It wasn't that great, but...
What? I mean, the first three episodes, I remember, they were actually one of the best. Mm. I was into it deep.
It wasn't horrible. Don't get me wrong.
But then they just focused on the whole, she's from this place and her culture and all that. And they got away from the rails.
I don't like that they made her an X-Men though.
No,
I don't like that at all. And then
first one.
Exactly. Like the first one in the MCU. One. Yeah, I don't like that. That bothered me. Like why aren't we just going to introduce the Inhumans? Like I feel like maybe some people would say it's too much, and maybe that's what Disney thinks too. Like, oh, we're going to finally bring the X-Men in, but then we're also going to bring the Inhumans. That's too much for people to handle. But it's like, I don't think it is too much for people to handle to just explain that she's an Inhuman and then these are mutants, and it all ties together
already,
as well.
They already did the Inhumans twice.
Yeah, like people know. Yeah, people know. So that bothered me. And then they made, I can't remember her name right now, but Monica Rambeau's mother, they made her an X-Men too when she's also, I believe she's also an Inhuman. I don't know too much about her, so forgive me if I'm wrong on that. But I know she's not an X-Men, I know that.
But there was actually a moment where she was an X-Men, and that was the whole premise of the after credits. Like you could tell, I remember I read it somewhere. I didn't know at the moment, but I read it that based off the suit that she was wearing at that time, she was with the X-Men in the comics.
Okay, then maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong then. Okay.
They used that in the movie, so people that would actually have more knowledge of this would recognize, hey, well, she's wearing that suit means
so she's an X-Men.
She's part of the X-Men. And then you know who is on the screen. And you would be like, would you look at that?
Oh, that makes sense. And then it ties it all together. So I got a question for you too then. Like, since it's going to happen, I know where you stand on it, but it's happening and the X-Men are coming in.
Regardless.
So
yes.
Where do you stand on Disney, Marvel doing their own renditions of these characters and then bringing in the Fox characters? Because we know there's some Fox characters that are coming back. We know Deadpool still exists. Wolverine's coming back. Who knows how long he's going to stay. There's rumors that he's going to be in Avengers Secret Wars as well. So he may stay for a while. I don't see him staying forever. So eventually we have to get another Wolverine, probably from another multiverse or whatever. But where do you stand on the Fox X-Men and then Marvel doing their own? Do you want a mixture of it all? Do you want them to phase out the Fox? Like, I know where you stand as a whole, but it's happening whether you want it or not. So what would you want them to do?
So what I would have done is that, I don't know if you remember X-Men Apocalypse.
Yes.
The movie.
Yeah.
It's based off the recent cast, the first class.
Yeah, yeah.
Members all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would have stuck with those actors.
The younger generation of them.
So they're younger. So you could have them for a lot more years.
Right. Right.
So I would have stuck with them in the scene where you would get introduced to Weapon X. That is the whole movie. Those 5 minutes make the whole movie worth it.
Yep.
I would have introduced somebody new right there.
Damn.
So people would have blown their minds and they would have been like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yes, yes. And you know what I want
them
to do?
And then you would have...
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
That would have been like, I would have introduced, hey, this is the new Wolverine.
Yeah.
And now we're getting this whole team of new X-Men are going to get into the Disney when Disney was buying Fox that whole process.
I would have done that.
I
want them to also, I know it's so hard these days with the digital world we live in, but like, I also want them to go back to not revealing everything and trying their best to keep things from leaking out. I want to be super surprised. I want to go into the movie. And this is the part where I say it's on the filmmakers is because today's trailers give away so much. sometimes.
Yes, yes.
In the trailer,
yes, yes, yes.
I feel like I've seen the best parts of the movie in the trailer. So when it comes to the X-Men, it's gonna blow. It's gonna go crazy. It's gonna be a crazy. I think. I think when we finally get like an X-Men trailer where it's more X-Men, I feel like the numbers for like the views on that trailer is gonna be up there with like Infinity War, Endgame. I feel like that trailer is gonna go crazy, and it's gonna be. It's hard to do an X-Men trailer and not reveal a lot of X-Men. Obviously, you're gonna have to, but I would love to have some big things kept a secret. I want to go into the theater when it comes to X-Men and be absolutely wowed. I want to be in the moment watching, because X-Men is near and dear to me, dude. They're my favorite of all time. So
I don't want them to dedicated to them.
Dude, I love the X-Men, dude.
Oh, shit. I don't think I even showed you.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That is dope, man. I like the way that I love the simplicity of that. I don't want them to ruin the X-Men. I'm so worried about it. I'm like, I think about it all the time, dude. I'm so worried about it. So one of the things I don't want them to do is ruin it, and I don't want them to reveal too much. I want to be in the theater and experience the X-Men as if I'm experiencing it for the first time. Don't show me everything in the trailers. That's one thing that I really don't want them to do.
To me right now, man, I saw Loki. It was good. I
liked Loki. Loki's the best thing, in my opinion, that they've done in a while. Yes. In my opinion.
Now, I think the only thing that I'm looking forward is the What If animation.
Oh, the animation series. Yeah. That one looks good. They did a good job with that trailer, for sure. Which brings me very quickly to Young Avengers. Confirmed Young Avengers. Yeah. Cassie Lang.
I saw that,
Ant-Man's
too.
Ant-Man's daughter, whose name I can't remember right now. And then
Cassie Lang.
Wait, am I confusing
Cassie Lang.
Them? Cassie Lang is Ant-Man's daughter. Yeah.
Yes.
And then what's her name? The other
Hawkeye's.
One. Yeah, Hawkeye's situation.
I don't remember her. Bishop.
I'm drawing a blank on her. Kate Bishop. Bishop. There we go.
Cassie Lang,
Kate Bishop, and Ms. Marvel are the first three Young Avengers.
If I remember correctly, the two kids from Wanda.
WandaVision. Wiccan and... Damn, what's his name? Speed, right?
Speed.
Yeah, Wiccan and Speed are probably going to be. And then Shuri's probably going to be. I know, right? Fucking
hey. I think we're right on this
I'm not feeling the Young Avengers cast so far, man. You know, like, nah. I mean, I'll wait to see what happens, but I'm just not feeling it. And that brings me to ask, because we are going to get ready to wrap up the after show. You know, ask everybody else, like, what do you want for the X-Men? What does everybody else want? Do you have faith in Marvel to make a comeback, I guess you could say? Because there is a lot of people that would say it's not up to par from the first couple years, first 12 years, I think, 11 years of Marvel. It's not the same. It definitely has changed. There's a clear change in direction, a clear change in cheesiness and comedy. It's not the same.
Yes.
A clear change in the CGI. It's not the same.
Quantity over quality.
Yes,
exactly. What they're doing right now.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. They gotta recoup, man. And
they could have had something beautiful with the X-Men, man. To me, the X-Men is a wonderful team. It's full of a lot of members. It's not like the Avengers.
Yes, it's very different. They gotta tackle this very differently. So I'm curious what everybody else thinks too. How would you guys do the X-Men? How would you introduce them into the MCU? Do you want all new cast of X-Men? Do you want a mixture of the Fox? Do you want some more of the Fox to come back? Then you want Marvel to introduce their version. How would you do it? You know what I mean? What do you feel about the Young Avengers? Would you have made Ms. Marvel a mutant? Would you rather introduce the Inhumans? How would you do the next decade of what we're about to be introduced into for Marvel's MCU. And if you want to get more with me and Ecto Titan, go check out the main episode right now, where we're talking all things cosplay and everything that he does, from Wolverine to Blue Beetle to The Flash to Spider-Man, and things that we didn't mention in the episode as well, such as his Robin, which is equally phenomenal as everything that we did mention and everything else. Go visit his page, check it out, get some cool cosplay stuff. Let me know what you think about the X-Men. We're out of here.